前没有想到刚刚我们唱这种诗歌。
They usually think singing it two times will haunt you. Now I think you're in trouble.
已经唱了两次了，所以你应该记住了。今天晚上大概应该睡不着了。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 and 2.
第一节第二节第二章。
You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
And here we have the picture of how the testimony of Jesus is to continue on down through the ages.
下面保罗就给我们一幅图画，把耶稣基督的见证怎么样传递下去。
There is a great relay race, a tremendous responsibility.
这里看到有一个接力棒的赛比赛，是一个何等的责任。
There is the torch of the testimony.
这里有一个见证的火。
Now, I don't know how many of you have read this book that's called The Torch of the Testimony by James Kennedy.
我不知道我们中间有多少人读过甘乃迪弟兄写过的这个见证的火炬，这个教会历史这本书。
How many of you read this book? Now this is a very brief history of the history of the church.
这是一本教会历史写得非常好的一本书。
Now we cannot always know who passed the torch on to who down through history because we have gaps in our knowledge.
历史这两千年教会的历史，我们的记录并不是一个很完整的，是片段的。
But we are convinced that never has the torch of the testimony gone out or fallen to the ground.
但是我们深深的相信，即便如此，我们还知道我们的神能够保守这个见证，不会掉在地上，没有人捡起来。
And that means in the sovereignty of God, three tremendous spiritual realities have existed through the centuries.
在这个见证里面有三个重要的元素，它在历史里头一直存在。
There has always been somebody faithfully holding the testimony of Jesus.
在历史中总有一些弟兄们这样忠心的持守这个见证。
And God has also sovereignly been preparing someone else to carry the testimony afterward.
在这个人之后，神也准备下一代的人，忠心的人继续跑这一棒。
And somehow, thirdly, sovereignly, these two meet in a moment when the torch must be passed.
神会安排一个时间，让上一代跟下一代在他所安排的时间见面，这个见证的火炬传下去。
And so here in the Second Timothy, we have the story of Timothy and Paul.
在这里我们刚刚读的圣经，你就发现两个人。第一代是保罗，第二代是提摩太。
And we will look at that this afternoon, how this torch was passed.
今天下午我就会讲这个火炬怎么样传给下一代。
But this morning I would like us to observe one who faithfully carried the torch and passed it on in the end.
上午我们就要注意这第一代这个人他是怎样的对这个见证的忠心。
And this is the Apostle John.
这个人是谁呢？就是使徒约翰。
Now, let's look in the book of Revelation at some verses that mention the testimony of Jesus.
那我们看启示录第一章写的耶稣基督的见证这些经文。
We begin in chapter 1, verses 1 through 3.
先看头三节第一章。
The revelation of Jesus Christ,which God gave him to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place, and he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant John.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。
Who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, there's the phrase,Even to all that he saw.
Blessed
is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.
约翰便将神的道，注意下面这句话，和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来， 念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
The book of Revelation is written for the time is near.
这本书是写在日期近了这段时间。
And when the end times come, there are some things that become very important.
当主回来的日子近的时候，有几件事情非常重要。
And one of these matters is the testimony of Jesus.
那这些重要的事中间一件就是耶稣基督的见证。
Let's notice again in Revelation chapter 1 verse 9.
第九节，同样一章。
We just see simply that John bore the testimony of Jesus.
我们就可以看到，约翰这个作者自己是这个见证的，拿着这个棒的人。
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄。在你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
And then let's look at two more references in the book of Revelation to the testimony of Jesus with this particular phrase.
我们再看其他两处有同样的语句。
Chapter 12 verse 17,
十二章十七节。
And here in the English translation is a particular phrase, hold the testimony of Jesus.
这十七节里面有这个语句，英文的翻译对为耶稣做见证，英文有一个意思就是持守这个见证。
So in chapter 12, verse 17,
十七节。
So the dragon was enraged with the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her children who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus.
龙向妇人发怒，去与他其余的儿女征战。这儿女就是那守神诫命，来持守耶稣做见证的人。
In the last days, Satan will hate and attack those who hold the testimony of Jesus.
在末世这段时间，撒旦恨恶，而且要攻击那些持守耶稣见证的人。
And you notice in that verse very simply, he pursues the woman.But he's really after the children who hold the testimony of Jesus.
你可以看到这个时候的龙，他的目标第一是像那个妇人，但是他主要是要像那个其余的儿女。
And then we come to Revelation chapter 19, the wedding of the Lamb.
然后我们就到十九章，羔羊的婚宴。
But we just see verse 10 immediately after the picture of the marriage of the Lamb.
注意第十节讲到羔羊婚宴。
Then I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, "Do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and your brethren, who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy."
我就伏伏在他脚前要拜他，他说千万不可。我和你，并那些。为耶稣做见证的弟兄，同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵意乃是为耶稣做见证。
In John's life, we see one who bore the testimony of Jesus.
所以我们从使徒约翰的身上，你可以看到，他也是一个为耶稣做见证的人。
He had the torch of the testimony in his hand.
在他的手里拿着这一个见证的火把。
When John preached, you could see the light of the Lord Jesus.
你听见约翰讲道的时候，你可以看见耶稣的荣耀显现。
When John preached, you saw revelation of the Lord Jesus.
因为他讲道的时候，就把耶稣启示出来。
Now God sovereignly preserved John through the decades until now we find him as the last surviving apostle.
神也有意的保守这个仆人，经过很漫长的时间，使他没有寻到，一直到所有使徒们都寻到了，只剩下他一个来到最后的关头。
The first century is closing, and as far as we know, all the other apostles have been martyred or passed away.
现在这个时间是来到第一世纪的尾端，所有其他的使徒们都一个一个寻到了。
But God sovereignly preserved John from martyrdom for this very time.
所以神保守这个老仆人 没有让他做这个殉道者，一直到这个最后的关头。
As we look at the seven churches at the end of the first century, we see that there's something wrong.
如果你去看七封信，在末世的教会，的的确确有它的问题。
Now, no doubt, the church was still preaching the gospel.
不错，七间教会都在传福音。
And they were still witnessing of Jesus.
他们也为耶稣做见证。
But strange to say,
可是
they were losing the testimony of Jesus.
他们少了一个东西，就是耶稣的见证。
Now, how is that possible? You can witness and preach the gospel, but lose the testimony, the Torah.
那么这怎么可能呢？你一面是在传福音，可是却把耶稣的见证失掉了，这怎么可能
？And in each of the seven churches, each church had a torch.
七个教会，每个教会都有它的火把。
What was that torch?
火把是什么
？The corporate torch is a lampstand.
这个火把以圣经的标记来说是金灯台。
Now a lampstand is not the lamp.
金灯台不是讲到那个灯。
It's just a golden stand.
是那个台子，金灯的台子。
And then you put a lamp on top.
然后你在这个台子上把这个灯放上去。
And so the church is to be a lampstand to hold the testimony of Jesus.
所以你就会发现教会是这个金灯台，它要把这个火炬火这个火举高举起来。
But we know when we see the beginning of the book of Revelation, something's wrong with this light.
那么你去读启示录的头三章的时候，你就会发现每一个这个教会举起这个火的时候，里面有些东西失去了。
The church is doing many things.
教会做了很多事。
They're teaching, they're worshiping.
他们有教导，他们有敬拜。
Preaching the gospel.
他们也传福音。
They're standing for the truth.
他们为真理站。
They're even being persecuted.
甚至被逼迫。
But you know, with time, the torch is neglected.
但是时间一长，慢慢慢慢就把这个火把的见证好像忽略了。
We become busy with the outward things. But this inward essential light begins to flicker.
我们忙碌于外面的事物。可是那个火的内容开始有所闪烁不亮。
So you remember what he said to the church of Ephesus.
所以你记得主对以弗所的话。
Oh, you're busy, busy, busy.
你们教会忙得要命。
But I have something against you.
我有一件事情要责备。
Where's the light of your first love?
你少了一个起初的爱，这个火焰没有。
Unless you repent.
你除非悔改。
I'm taking the lampstand away.
你不悔改，我就把灯台挪去。
That's like taking the ark away from the tabernacle.
这句话的意思就是说，好像从会幕里面把约柜拿走了。
What's left?
那还剩什么
？Some skins.
你就还有外壳。
Some furniture.
一点家具。
Some sacrifices.
还有一点献祭。
Some church busyness.
教会的许多活动。
They are the same. But they still worship.
你去看老底家教会，它也是一个很有敬拜的教会。
Something was missing.
但是也少了什么东西。
This inward fire.
里面的火。
This testimony of Jesus.
耶稣基督的见证。
How is it possible that the church could neglect this important flame?
所以你就会发现，教会的的确确到了一个时期，那个火焰不见。
There's something...In the mechanism of our fallen mind,
在我们人类的这种堕落的思维里头
it cannot abide long on spiritual things. It starts digging outward.
我们的倾向就是说，我们没有办法一直注目在那个属灵的实际的这个重点上。我们常常被其他的东西把我们的注意力拉走了。
Do you know what I mean?
你懂我的意思吗
？You say, okay, I'm going to seek the Lord.
你说好，我今天要去求神。
You take your Bible, you go up to some lonely place to seek the Lord.
所以你拿了一本圣经，你到一个安静的地方，你要去求神的命。
I'm going to pursue spiritual revelation.
所以我要求属灵的启示。
But as you start praying, you start thinking about, oh, I forgot breakfast.
当你要祷告的时候，想着哎呀，我早餐忘记吃了。
Then you say, no, forget breakfast. I'm pursuing Jesus.
你说啊，不管了，我现在要好好的追求主。
Oh, you say Jesus, I'm pursuing you.
你就跟主说，我来寻求你了。
You don't hear anything.
你听不见任何声音。
Oh, I better study my Bible.
所以你就读圣经哦。
You study your Bible.
读。
You find, oh, some doctrine. I have to think about this doctrine.
你会发现有一个教训是我得研究研究。
See, we would rather think about a doctrine.
我们喜欢对教训 有兴趣。
Or we might rather say, you know, maybe if I stand on my head, then I will see Jesus.
如果我站在我的脑袋上，我就可以看到耶稣了。
We think by outward things.
我们总是为外面的事情在那里。
And we always start thinking outward.
我们都是从外面开始。
It's so hard to remain in the heart of the matter.
我们总是抓不到那个中心点。
And so John came at the end of the first century with this testimony of recovering the testimony of Jesus.
所以你会发现，约翰的指示，他的重点就在这个末后的时候，怎么样把失落的人带回到起初的原点。
This was John's time of age.
今天我们就是在这个约翰的时代。
He seemed to blossom.When he was 80 years old.
约翰被主使用的时候是到80岁以后的事情。
And why?
为什么?
Because he held the testimony.
因为这个老弟兄仍然坚持着耶稣基督的见证。
And because he passed the torch on to the next generation.
他可以有资格把这个火把往下一代传。
Now we want to understand this testimony of Jesus by looking at John.
所以我们要理解耶稣的见证是什么。我们注意看约翰这个人。
What does it mean to bear the testimony of Jesus?
为耶稣做耶稣的见证，这个意义是什么？
And we will briefly discuss three aspects of it.
三个重点。
Now, I confess to you,
我向你承认
that I was a Christian for more than 10 years.
我曾经有十年做基督徒。
Before I understood the fullness of the testimony of Jesus.
我十年头十年根本不懂，后来才慢慢懂过来。
Now there's three parts of
it. 这个见证有三个内容。
I'm going to say two parts have to do with us, one part has to do with him.
这三个内容里面两个跟我们有关系，一个跟谁有关系？
Now I understood the two parts that had to do with us.
两个跟我们有关系的。
What are they?
是什么呢？
Bearing the testimony of Jesus is testifying the truth about who Jesus is.
第一个点就是我们要把耶稣是谁的事实把它见证出来。
And we see that in the Gospel of John.
那么你在约翰福音就看到耶稣的事实是什么。
And there's a second level which many Christians never understand.
但是第二个层次我们常常就不懂了。
It's not just enough to preach the truth about Jesus.
不单单我们要讲到耶稣的真理。
Bearing the testimony of Jesus involvedHim manifesting his life in you.
而且你不但为这个事实做见证，而且这个事实必须从 你这个人活出来。
So why was John exiled?
为什么这里说他被放逐到巴莫海岛呢？
Now Timothy was still free at that time.
那个时候提摩太是自由的人。
But John is exiled.
但是约翰却被关起来了。
Why?
为什么？
Because he had the testimony of Jesus.
因为他的身上有耶稣的见证。
What does that mean?
什么意思？
It's one thing to hear my brother share the gospel with me.
你听见一个弟兄分享福音给你是一回事。
But if I can see Jesus in him when he shares the gospel, now I have a reaction.
但是如果我不但听见他讲到耶稣的福音，而且我看见耶稣在这个弟兄的身上，我就有反应了。
No longer just words, it's words backed up with a life.
所以你不单单听见的是话，而且你看见这个人的生命把他讲的话拖出来。
Now, I understood that these first two levels of the testimony of Jesus.
这两个层次是跟我们有关系的。
But only after 10 years as a Christian and 8 years as a pastor.
我做了十年的基督徒，当了八年的牧师。
Then I met this crazy guy.
然后碰到这一群疯子。
And I heard Brother Stephen come teach.
我们就开始听见姜立雄讲道。
And to my surprise, there's a whole third level. I never knew.
他讲到第三个层次，我从来不知道，从来没听过的。
What is that third level?
什么是这第三个层次呢？
Most Christians have no idea.
大部分是没有任何了解。
If you ask them, what's the testimony of Jesus? They give you a one level, or maybe two level answer. Not too many.
平常如果我们去问任何人， 基督徒，什么是耶稣基督的见证？可能人家可以告诉你第一个层次我刚刚提的，或者第二个层次我刚刚说的。
So let's listen to John's testimony.
好，那你注意看约翰怎么说。
First level, Gospel of John.
第一层次就是约翰福音他所见证。
Second level, Epistle of First John.
那么第二层次你就会发现在他的约翰一书里头。
Third level, Book of Revelation.
但是第三个层次呢就来到启示录了。OK,
let's look.
让我们看
the first level of the Gospel of John.
第一个层次，约翰福音。
John bore witness of who Jesus was.
约翰为耶稣是谁做见证。
In the sense of what John wanted to share, what is the most vital verse in the Gospel of John?
在约翰福音里面，到底哪一节是它的核心？
Now I know probably you think John 3:16.
可能你觉得啊，三章十六节。
But actually, in the unfolding of the Gospel of John, John 1:14 is the essential verse.
但是实际上，这本书的核心是1:14一节一章十四节。
Remember that God is God.
神可能现在拿没了，神说对了。
And what is that, John 1:14? And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory.Glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
你就会发现一章四节说什么呢？他讲道成了肉身，丰丰满满在我们中间。我们也见过他的荣耀，就是神父独生子的荣耀。
Now this is John's testimony about seeing Jesus.
所以约翰看见神的儿子耶稣基督的时候，他现在就写下这句话，为他做见证，道成肉身。
And what does he say?
他说什么呢
Making the word simple,
用个简单的话说
I saw a man who was tabernacled, is the literal word, with us.
这里用最直接了当这节十四节的话就是说我看见这个人他是谁他就是神的道住变成肉身支搭帐幕在我们中间
I have a human tent, he had a human tent.
我有一个身体是一个人的帐幕耶稣有个身体是他的那个道的帐幕
But as I watched
但当我看到
I saw like the tabernacle of the Old Testament
而那个帐幕跟我的不一样那个帐幕是旧约的那个摩西所建的帐幕
The fire of glory
因为在这个帐幕上有云柱
This was no regular tabernacle
有火柱不是一般其他的帐篷。
This tabernacle had the glory of God.
为什么呢？这个的会幕的上面有神的荣耀。
The glory of God had like two forks of the fire, grace and truth.
在这个荣耀的火焰里头有两个支柱，一个是恩典，一个是真理。
I saw a man.
在这个人身上。
Then I saw God dwelling in man.
而是这个人身上神。在他里面
First I saw a man
我先看到这个人
Then I saw the glory of God
然后我看见神的荣耀
Full of grace and truth
充满了恩典与真理
And for the first time in my life
这是我一生中第一次
I understood what God's grace is
我因着这个我就知道啊，神的恩典是这个意思
I understood what God's life is
也开始认识什么叫做神的生命
I understood what God's love is
我也从他就认识什么叫神的爱。
And then John goes through chapter by chapter, sharing the testimony Jesus bore in himself.
然后后面的几章就记录了耶稣他为自己所做的见证。
Now you know the two words, especially in English, witness and testimony are, related.
那在英文里有两个字，一个是 witness 证人，一个是 testimony 是证词。
So the witness is the action and the testimony is the content of what is shared.
那个第一个字 witness 是有带有行动性的做见证那个第二个字 testimony 是讲到这个内容这个内容。
Now using the gigs of RAM in your brain,
用你的脑袋瓜子来想一想
How many times in Gospel of John do you think either a word testimony or witness is used?
你想想看，在他的整个的福音书里面，这两个是用了几次啊
？How many do you say ten times？
十次有没有
？Do I hear 20？
二十次有没有
？Do I hear 30？
有没有三十次
？Do I hear 40？
四十次有没有
？Do I hear 50？
有没有五十次的
？I've gone too far。
I know you know, 45 times.
45次.
The whole book is the testimony of Jesus.
所以你会发现，这一个福音书，整个约翰福音就是为耶稣做见证。
Now let's make a distinction.
好，我们这边做一个区别。 Matthew, Mark, and Luke, 四福音,
they shared the facts of Jesus and his salvation.
都是把耶稣的事实与他的福音告诉我们。
You saw Jesus doing a miracle.
你看见耶稣行神迹,
you saw Jesus speaking the truth.
你也看见耶稣讲真理,
you saw Jesus dying on the cross.
你也看到耶稣死在十字架上,
you see Jesus raised again.
你看见他复活,
you see Jesus ascending to heaven.
你看到他升天,
these are the facts of the gospel.
这些都是福音的事实,
but John now writes a generation later.
但是他在几代之后他再来叙述,
not just the witness of the gospel.
不是单单为福音做见证,
the testimony of Jesus.
他乃是提到耶稣的见证.
He looked behind every miracle until he saw Revelation.
他要在耶稣所行的每一个神迹的后面看见那个启示是什么.
So he tells us about the miracle of feeding of the 5,000.
他不但告诉我们他用五饼二鱼叫5,000人吃饱,
but then he reminds us of the testimony of Jesus.
然后他就告诉我们这个神迹后面有一个见证.
Now Matthew, Mark, and Luke told us about feeding the 5,000. Right?
前面三本福音只告诉我们五饼二鱼的神迹.
But John says, do you know who Jesus is? I am the bread of heaven.
还有透过神迹看见一个见证，耶稣宣告我是天上的粮.
I saw the miracle. And I saw through the miracle because it was a sign to the I am.
所以经过表面的这个行动的神迹，约翰指出一个见证，耶稣是那一个属天的粮食.
How many I ams?
在那本福音里面有几次耶稣讲到他是什么？
Well, it depends how you count. Some people say 8.
有的人说是8次。
Some people say 7.
有人说是7次.
And if you split up way, truth, and life, then you have even more.
如果你把耶稣说我是道路真理生命分成三次，那你就更多了.
But you see, here's the point.
我的重点是这里.
He saw the blind man heal.
他看见有瞎子被眼睛被打开.
And he heard Jesus say, now I am the light.
然后就看耶稣宣告我是世界的光.
Jesus was more than a miracle.
耶稣不是行神迹的一个神迹人.
Jesus can heal because he is the light.
他之所以叫瞎子看见，因为他是世界的光.
Jesus can give bread because he is the bread.
他能够叫5,000人得吃饱，因为他是粮.
And so whatever the I am was,
所以不管你看见圣经里面记载他是什么,
the good shepherd,
他是好牧人.
Why does he say I'm the good shepherd?
他为什么说我是好牧人？
Because the blind man, when he got healed, the Jews kicked him out of the synagogue.
你记得在九章，耶稣医好一个生来瞎眼的犹太人受不了，他就把他赶出会堂了.
And he said to the blind man,
那他就来找这个瞎子.
That's okay. These guys are just for hire. I am the good shepherd. You remind me.
别伤心，这些把你赶出去，他不过是雇工。你来来来来，我做你的好牧人，我来牧养你.
Everything, it was a revelation of I am.
所以每一次有一个神迹发生，你就要看见耶稣说我是什么。
He went and raised Lazarus from the dead.
他有一次叫拉撒路从死里复活。
What did he say?
他说什么呢？
I am the resurrection.
我是复活，我是生命。
And I am the true vine.
他后来说我是那真葡萄树。
If you study the book of John, you see it's a testimony of who Jesus is.
总而言之，你读完这 一卷福音书，你就看见耶稣的见证是什么。
And then, what did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么？
I am a testimony of who God is.
我是为父做见证。
Have you seen me? You have seen the Father.
你看见我，就是看见了父。
We never saw how tender was God's loving hand until we saw it in Jesus.
我们没有一人看过耶稣， 父神爱的手，直到有一天你看见耶稣，你就看到父爱的手。
Why? When Jesus went into a new village, nobody knew him. All the children come running to him and grab him, say, you have a lollipop?
耶稣到一个村子里面，大人还没有来，小孩子跟着他来抓住耶稣，说，你有没有一个棒棒糖啊？
Because children have no problem seeing God. 因为孩子的心很直接了当看见神了。
Little children see angels and God. When we grow up, we no longer see.
小朋友可以看到天使，我们长大了什么也看不见。Jesus just walks in the midst, and they see the love. They see something. Say, come to me, the children run.
耶稣到一个陌生的环境里头，一个小村子里头去，大人不敢来，他小朋友直接跑来来找他。
Now who is God? Jesus, where all the children came, or the disciples? They say, stay away, stay away. He's busy, he's busy.
那你会发现他的门徒却把那些小孩子赶走。哎，他忙死了，别来忙，别来缠缠他。
Now, sometimes we make God like the guy, stay away, stay away. He's busy.
那我们给人的印象，神是忙得要死，没时间应付你们。
Everything about Jesus is a revelation of who God is.
但是你看，直接看到主的主耶稣的时候，你就可以看到神真正的面貌。
But the testimony of Jesus is even more profound than that.
但是耶稣的见证又比这个还更深。
Because it's also a testimony of who man is.
他也见证了你真正的人应该是什么样子的。
Jesus came into a dark world.
他来到一个黑暗的世界。
It seemed like everybody he met was either blind or sick.Or alone.
他在地上所见到的人不是瞎子就是聋子就是麻风都有毛病的。
And wherever Jesus went, people said, now that's what a man is like.
但是你会发现耶稣不管到哪里人家看见他就知道啊一个人应该像他一样。
The woman at the well looked at Jesus.
那个在井旁的妇人看见耶稣
said, my life, my sinful life, that's not what man should be. That's what a man should be.
他说我这一生的罪恶不应该是这个样子这个人应该是那个样子才对
If Jesus could walk into our midst today
如果今天 主在我们行走在我们中间
We would all be ashamed of who we are
我们就会看到我们的不配残缺不全
Because he is the glory of man as well as the glory of God
因为耶稣把一个完美一个模范的人表彰显出来，他同时又彰显神给我们看。
Now I said this 45 times, testimonial witness.
所以我就说这本福音书讲了45次。
So
耶稣是谁
？I see some of you are falling to sleep, so we need to look at a couple of those verses.
看你们有人开始打对了，我们来看几份圣经。
John chapter 3, wake up time,
醒过来哦。
At the very end of John chapter 3,
这个第三章要结束的时候
，Here is Jesus' testimony.
耶稣的见证。
Verse 31,
三章三十一节
He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is from the earth and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. What he has seen and heard, of that he testifies. And no one receives his testimony.
从天上来的是在万有之上，从地上来的是属乎地。他所说的也属乎地。从天上来的是在万有之上，他将所见所闻的见证出来，只是没有人领受他的见证。那领受见证的，就印上印，证明神是真的。
Nobody believes his testimony.
耶稣做见证，没有人相信。
This is what God is like.
神应该就是像我这个样。
This is what man is like.
人应该像我这个样。
It says in John chapter 1, he came to his own, but his own received him not.
所以第一章福音书就说，他来到自己人中间，自己人却不接待他。
Because the Jews were so blind to who God was, they couldn't recognize him when he showed up.
因为那个时候犹太人眼睛是这么的瞎，当神的儿子走在他们中间，他们看不出来。
And the Jews were so blind to what a man should be like because they were trying to be something that they couldn't see what a man was.
犹太人是这样的努力，想要做一个好人。可是真正的人来到他面前，这些人不知道，这应该就是好人，认不出来。
And so the Gospel of John shares about who God is.
所以这本福音书把神是什么活出来。
Now John shares the testimony of Jesus.
那么约翰他这个作者是有份于这个见证。
But we also see John's testimony in here as well.
那么然后我们也看到约翰怎么样为耶稣做见证。
Have you ever noticed these two verses?
这里有两节。
John chapter 19 verse 35.
19章。
This is push verse. This is when the soldier pierced Jesus in the side with a spear.
这里就是那个耶稣 这个在十字架上被兵丁用枪从他肋旁插进去的时候。
And verse 35 says,
35节,
and he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth so that you may believe.
这里是约翰的见证，他看见这事，那人就做见证，他的见证也是真的，并且他知道自己所说的是真的，叫你们也可以信。
Now we see John bearing a testimony.
这里你就看使徒约翰为耶稣做见证
，and his testimony is true.
他说我这个见证是真的。
Most powerful gospel preachers are the ones who preach Jesus the way he really is.
真正为耶稣做见证的人是他自己经历过，他就把老老实实把他所看所见所闻说出来。
John spoke the truth.
约翰把事实说出来。
Now notice, go to the very end of the gospel of John.
你到这本福音书的结尾。
And after sharing all of the story about Jesus and his resurrection,
当他把耶稣的一生从他的出生到复活都说完了
，Notice verse 24,
24节
，Chapter 21, verse 24,
21章24节
This is the disciple, now that's John.
这是门徒。
This is the disciple who is testifying of these things and wrote these things.And we know that his testimony is true.
24节说，为这些事做见证，并且记载这些事的，就是这门徒，就是约翰。我们也知道他的见证是真的。
Here again, you can see John sharing testimony is true.
这里你就看见使徒约翰在这里为耶稣做见证，把他看见所见所闻写下了。
But wait.I have to ask a question.
那我们要问一个问题哦。
Who wrote the Gospel of John?
谁写这本福音书的
？John. Then who is the we?
那这里怎么会讲我们呢
？And we know that his testimony is true.
他说我们知道这个见证是真的。
Is that John using the editorial word we?
那他明明是一个人写的，怎么写成我们呢
？No.
Beautiful.
It's evidently brothers and sisters who are with John.
显然他在这里不是单单讲他约翰本人，他讲了约翰跟周围所有跟他在一起的弟兄姐妹们。
They're bearing this testimony.
这一群人来支持这个见证。
So they say John is sharing this about Jesus, and we know his testimony is true. We know his testimony is true.
就好像前面他说约翰为耶稣做见证，但是现在我们这些弟兄姊妹跟约翰在一起的，我们一起来做见证说，说他所说的是真的。
Now we already have a clue to the third stage of the testimony of Jesus, because we see you can never bear the testimony of Jesus alone.
所以你就会发现这第三层的见证的一点影子，从这一句话里头你会察觉，做见证不是一个人的事，做见证是一群人的事。
You get it?
得到了没有？
Let's move along to his letter.
那我们来看他的书信。
Now, in his letter, he is testifying to the life of Jesus within us.
那么这书信呢，就是讲到这位耶稣见证的在我们每个人的里面。
Now, how many Christians don't realize that Jesus lives in them?
很多的基督徒不知道耶稣在我们的里面。
Now, they say.
这个基督徒得救了
and they believe the Bible.
他们也相信圣经
but they're not manifesting the life of Christ.
但是这个基督徒就没有把耶稣活出来
and so John is writing that they may understand this testimony.
那么现在他就说了这个见证跟你的生活有关系的
Turn to chapter 5.
耶稣五章
and we will just look here and see, let's read verses 9 to 12.
五章九到十二节。
If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For the testimony of God is this, that he has testified concerning his Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself.
Now, I know you have that underlined right there.
Has the testimony in himself.
你注意看第十节开始信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里不信神的就是将神当作说谎的因不信神为他儿子做的见证 这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生是在他儿子里面。
And verse 11 and 12, he explains more, what do you mean?
所以在十一节就来解释这个见证什么意思。
And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life. This life is in His Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life.
这见证就是神赐给我们的永生，这永生是在他儿子里面，人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
It's so easy.
那么简单。
Are you a Christian or not?
你到底是不是基督徒？
Well, let's see. Did you say the right prayer? Maybe you said the wrong prayer. You're not a Christian.
你不会祷告，那你不是基督徒。
Did you say the sinner's prayer?
你有没有认罪的祷告？
Did you get saved by the Roman road?
你或者借着罗马教的祷告？
Oh, maybe you're not saved.
你没有经过那些，你就没有得救。
You didn't say the right words.
你话没说对。
Oh, were you baptized?
你有没有受洗？
Oh, you weren't baptized. Get it.
那你如果没有受洗，你不行。
那 John says, no, no, here is the testimony.
原来说，这里有个见证。
Is Jesus in you?
耶稣在你在你里头。
You say.
那你就得救。
How can I tell?
那我怎么知道耶稣在你里面吗？
There's a life in you.
因为我看见你的生命。
He who has the Son of God has life.
因为如果耶稣在你的里面，你就会表扬一个特别的生命。
He has the testimony in himself.
因为这里的生命就是这个见证。
You no longer have to ask somebody, am I a Christian?
你不需要去问人家说，哎，我是基督徒吗？
What's the testimony in yourself?
你里面那个见证是什么呢？
Paul says it in two places.
那保罗有两处说的。
I'll give you a hint.
我给你一个
Galatians,
Romans chapter 8. 还有罗马书八章。
Okay, now you know.
What's the testimony?
什么是一个真基督徒见证？Jesus comes inside, something comes out.
呼喊阿爸，
阿爸，阿爸，
你会呼喊阿爸父。
Why are you saying 阿爸？
为什么你现在会呼喊阿爸父呢？
那 Jesus is saying 阿爸 in you.
因为那里面有耶稣的生命，这个生命叫你呼喊阿爸。
Oh wait, you say I don't believe.
那我不相信。
So that's why you have to turn to Galatians.
那你看加拉太书
That's your punishment.
这就是对你的惩罚。
You must see this.
你要看清楚。
And Galatians chapter 4,
第四章。
Then verse 4,
第四节。
Oh, well, we'll just go to verse 6.
六节。
Because you are sons, God has sent forth, Galatians 4, 6.
加拉太四章六节。
Galatians 4. Nicky can't find Galatians.Okay, are we there now? Because you are sons, God has sent forth His Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
Now, who's crying? 你们既为儿子，神就差遣儿子的灵进入你们的心里，呼叫阿爸父。谁在那里呼喊呢？
The Spirit of His Son.
因为是他
儿子的灵 come into you.
他今天这个灵在你里面
，and He say, Abba.
那你就看见耶稣的灵呼喊阿爸。
And you say, 阿爸呼。
阿爸呼。
No. Because now you know, his father is not your father.
他的父不是你的父。
And even as he says, 阿爸, you know he's 阿爸。
但是现在你知道他是你的父。
You have his life.
因为你有他的生命。
Now John spends this short letter.
那这个约翰的书信很短的。
You can look at so many passages, but telling the saints,They can overcome by the life within. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
约翰在其他的这个书信的里面却一直屡次的提醒我们，在我们里面比在这个世界的更大，我们所以胜过这个世界。
Now, some people look at me and they think I'm Santa Claus.
看见我想起圣诞老公公。
I don't think they like that.
我不欣赏这个称谓，称呼。
But sometimes a young person looks at me, especially when I preach and I get loud, and they become afraid and think I look like Moses.
那有些年轻人看见我讲道，有时候看见很凶的样子，他们想起的不是圣诞老公，是摩西。
People see me, they say, "You Moses."
那有人看见我，说你是摩西啊。
Of course, that's ridiculous.
这也是莫名其妙。
But when people see you, they should say, "I see Jesus."
但是人看见你，人家能不能想起耶稣呢？
Now that's somebody who's bearing the testimony of Jesus
in your life. 这样就是我们所说的，你为耶稣做见证，人家从你的生活里面看见了。
So now we understand the problem. Let's turn on our gospel radio.
那现在我们打开福音电台。
And we hear a preacher say, ah, Jesus is the way to the life, and he died on the cross for you, and by his blood you can be saved.
你看有传道人在收音机里面说，耶稣基督死在十字架上为人死，他埋葬复活升天。
Now he's testifying the gospel.
他是为福音做了见证。
But you don't sense the life of Jesus in the life.
但是你感觉不到从这个讲道人里面耶稣的生命流露出来。
Sometimes you hear a preacher talking about the love of God, and as they're talking about the love of God, they're mad.
你会发现有的传道人在讲到神的爱，但是他在生气。
When John spoke, there was a witness of what he spoke because it was true in his life.
但是当这个老约翰在那里为耶稣做见证的时候，人家都知道这个见证是真的。为什么呢？因为他把它活出来了。
Look at this verse in Acts chapter 14.
在使徒行传14章。
And I want to ask the question, who is testifying?
那我的问题是，我们读这段话，谁在那里做见证？
This is Paul, of course.
这里当然是记载保罗的事情。
But now let's just look at verse 3 of Acts chapter 14.
14章第三节。
Therefore they spent a long time speaking boldly with reliance upon the Lord, who was testifying to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands.
两人在那里住了多日，依靠主放胆讲道，主借着他们的手施行神迹奇事，证明他的恩道。
Now who's testifying?
这里谁做这个证明见证？
Well, Paul and Barnabas are preaching the gospel.
你看那是记载保罗跟巴拿巴两个人在那里讲道。
But it says the Lord is testifying to what they say.
但是你会发现这里是说，主在那里为他们两人讲的道做见证。
It's as if Paul preached the gospel and people then almost hear Jesus saying, Amen, this is true.
你会发现保罗在那里讲道的时候，人家好像给摸到，说耶稣在他旁边跟他说阿们，讲的是真的。
Have you ever witnessed and felt Jesus saying Amen?
所以你做见证的时候，你有没有感觉过主在你的旁边帮你说阿们，你说的对。
Jesus said Amen by doing signs and wonders.
因为当他们在那里行神迹奇事的时候，这就是神对他的认可。
They preached the gospel.
两个人在讲福音。
And Jesus said Amen and healed the lame man.
所以当他们在那医治这个瘸腿的时候，耶稣说我医治你。
People say, wow, this Jesus is real.
然后人家就知道耶稣是真的。
And then they would watch Paul.
然后他们就看保罗。
Just a human tabernacle.
他不过是一个人的帐篷。
You watch him.
但是注意看。
You see his service. You see his faithfulness. You see his love.
你可以从这个仆人的身上看到他的忠心，他的爱，他的摆上。
And Paul says, imitate me.Even as I imitate Jesus.
保罗有这个本事对他的人说，你们要效法我，像我效法基督。
Okay. The testimony of Jesus is the truth about who Jesus is, level one.
耶稣基督的见证第一个层次就是讲到耶稣是什么这个层次。
Level two.
第二个层次。
The testimony of Jesus is when he manifestly abides in you and lives through you.
然后第二个层次就是这个你讲的这个真理，它住在你的里面，然后从你里面活出来。
Level three，
第三个层次。
That's a level three，
第三个层次。
And it's more than you can do， and it's more than I can do。
那就超过我们的范围了。
There's a level of testimony that can only be realized when we're corporately one。
这个见证是我们大家合在一起做的合一的见证。
The testimony of Jesus that was being lost in the seven churches was the corporate unity of the realization of Jesus.
你在启示录里面看见七个教会，他们所做见证的一个失去的东西，就是他们的合一的见证。
It's Jesus among his people.
那这个地方就是说，耶稣住在他的众百众教会中间。
Number one,
第一个层次
about Jesus.
是关于耶稣是谁。
Level two,
第二个层次
，Jesus within,
耶稣在我们里面。
Level three,
第三个层次
Jesus among.
然后耶稣在我们的中间。
Now the saints come together.
当圣徒聚在一起。
But somebody sees Jesus when they're together.
人可以看见，当我们聚在一起的时候，有一个集体的耶稣把他
认为 they're worshiping.
他们在那里敬拜他。
Somebody sees Jesus.
他们就看见主。
They're sharing in fellowship.
他们在一起彼此交通。
And people are getting saved.
他们就得救。
Because Jesus is in the name.
因为他们看见耶稣在这群人。
This is the most unusual assembly.
这一群人的确不同。
How many, companies of God's people are like this?
有多少的聚会人可以这样遇见主呢？
This is what needs to be recovered.
这个在末世必须恢复的。
There are many precious saints who the life of Jesus you can see.
今天有很多个体很能够为耶稣做见证
but they're individual
但是实在是个体
God is after something greater
但是神所要的要比个体大得多
A corporate testimony where Jesus is seen among them
乃是要得到一个整体的见证主在这一群人中间
And so what is this testimony of Jesus?
这一个见证是什么
When Jesus sees a company in one accord
乃是主看见这里有一群人活在一个合一的见证。
When Jesus sees a company of bondservants,
这里有一群的仆人。
Jesus dwells there.
这一群仆人是主可以住在他们中间。
And so the testimony of Jesus is not what we say about Jesus, it's what Jesus says about himself among us.
所以你会发现，这个层次的见证不是说我们怎么说耶稣是什么。乃是耶稣能够透过这一群人耶稣自己做见证
This is tremendous
这是了不得的见证
When Jesus is among us
因为他在我们住在我们
When there is such an assembly
如果有这样的一个教会
It's hard to describe
这个你就言语说不清楚
They may be a very simple assembly
这一群人很简单
Now we know over these last several years in China God has sovereignly raised up and recovered his testimony Among the saints.
在过去这些年间，神在中国做了很奇妙的工作。
But now already these assemblies are in danger of losing this corporate testimony.
但是这几年神所做的这很简单的见证，可是现在又逐渐要消失了。
Because they're being distracted.
因为他们被其他的事物转移。
By prosperity.
富有。
By doctrine.
又有什么其他的教训。
And their eyes have been taken off the flame.
所以这些本来很简单的圣徒他们的眼目从主就开始向朝向别的东西转移
That's why when our brother goes in there and teaches because of course there's much false teaching
那么你在那里看见了就许多 假的教训
But what he's really trying to do is reignite the flame
那弟兄去那里就希望能够把这个神原来点着的火继续往前烧下去
And John was the man to reignite the flame in the seven churches
所以使徒约翰他神给他的指示就是盼望在七个教会中间能够从把那个失去的火焰再次点起来
Now see today we have this saying Jesus we feel the presence of Jesus
我们有的时候会顺口地说哦我们感觉到主与我们同在
Many worship songs today are We are in your presence Lord we feel the presence
今天有一些所谓敬拜的诗歌诗歌里面的歌词说到哦我们感觉到主与我们同在
Now we have these wonderful feel good songs
今天我们唱了很多的这些诗歌就是让我们感觉很好
But I'm going to make a distinction
但是我要告诉你有一个区别
There's a difference between his blessing and his presence
在神的祝福与他的同在这两者之间是有不同的
Now, if a group of God's people come together and they preach the word of God, God blesses them.
如果有一群基督徒在一起，他们宣扬主的话，主祝福他们。
Now, if the people of God come together and they really worship God with spirit and truth, God blesses them.
那么这一群基督徒如果在一起，他们敬拜神，主会祝福他们。
But where can God rest?
但是主能够找到安息，却有另外一回事。
Where can he place his presence enthroned? On the ark.
他在哪里可以把他的荣耀能够放像他当年放在那个约柜的施恩座上来彰显呢
And immediately you see there's a cost to this testimony.
这里就牵涉代价的问题
He is going to be Lord.
如果他要真正成为主
He is going to be head. 他就要变成头. You heard our brother's testimony last night. The brothers have to learn how to agree unanimously.
那这群弟兄就要学,
Now, there's no glory in being unanimous.
权力一致并不是有什么荣耀.
The real key is when you're expressing the head because you're unanimous.
那个完全一致不是表达一个人的意思，乃是表达这一位头的意思.
Now, how many companies of people like that?
今天在地上有多少的团体是这样来寻求基督呢?
Or how many people even understand that God wants to be present as Lord in the midst?
有多少的基督今天真的懂? 基督在这一群人中间必须是他们的头.
Now, we have a young generation of people who are running all over the place to sense God's blessing.
今天我们有很多人，很多的年轻人到处跑，每个团体都要去看一下，看看神怎么样同在.
And they have all kinds of what they call extreme worship meetings that are hours and hours of worship. You give yourself to God and worship.
那有一些团体呢，在那里唱诗赞美神，搞了几个钟头在那里面.
And we feel God's blessing.
哦，感觉主在祝福我们.
There's a difference.
但是有一个区别.
Sometimes when God's presence is in an assembly, they're very uncomfortable.
当神真正在人的中间的时候，许多人是觉得很难过的事情.
Because they are being shallow, and the Lord wants them deeper.
因为神要我们这些肤浅的人进入更深.
Sometimes the Lord says, you're not doing my will, I want my will done. And he gives us a hard time. Now what do we say? Oh, the Lord's not here, I don't feel the blessing.
那要不然我们就说，主不在这里，我没有感觉到神祝福我们。
Oh no, the Lord is here, that's why you feel the rebuke.
主实在在我们中间，他责备我们。
Look at the seven churches.
你看这七封信,
the Lord says, all I'm doing is trying to live here with you.
主说到底就说我要住在你们中间,
but what was the Lord looking for in the seven churches?
但是你们七个教会都没有给我这个条件。
Himself.
他要的是我住在你们中间。
My life lived in you.
因为我的生命在你里头。
Hey, I gave you first love. That's for me. Where is it?
我给你这个起初的爱, 但是今天我在你身上看不见了。
What'd you do with it?
你到底弄到哪里去了?
Oh, we got busy.
哦，太忙了。
Now we have second love.
我现在只有次好的爱。
Well, I gave you first love.
我给你是上好的爱啊。
Repent.
你要悔改啊。
Get back to the flame.
把那个火焰点起来啊。
Or I'm removing the lampstand.
不然我就把你灯牌挪掉。
And you can go on and play church.
你可以玩教会的游戏。
I'm not going to put a percentage on it, but it's wrong for even one church to be playing.
我不愿意讲有多少百分比是在这样子玩教会的游戏，但是我们这种游戏玩不起了。
When the Lord is present and enthroned in the midst, there is his testimony.
要有耶稣的见证吗? 这个集体的见证，这一群人必须出一个代价，让主做头。
So John is an old man.
现在这个使徒已经很老了。
How can I pass the torch?
他在那边找传递的人。
I can't even talk to the saints.
我现在人孤苦伶仃在荒岛上。
And he saw a vision.
然后就看见了异象。
And this is the vision that recovers the church.
这个异象是恢复教会。
What's the vision?
什么是这个异象呢?
The Lord of glory.
乃是荣耀的主。
He is watching over his church.
他注视着他的众教会。
He is looking at the lampstand.
他在看每一个金灯台。
And his servants,
他的仆人们,
he's got them right in his hand.
都在他的手里。
Seven angels right there.
七个天使。
Alright, you get a little lazy, squeeze them.
如果你们太懒，你压他一下。
He will pass the torch.
你们要把这个火炬往外传。
God loves his son so much.
神爱他儿子。
No, God will never allow the testimony of Jesus to fall to the ground.
他绝对不允许他儿子耶稣基督的见证掉到地上去。
Somewhere in the world,
在地球上总有一天,
there are people who are preaching the truth about Jesus.
有一群人在那里传扬耶稣的真理。
There are people who manifest Jesus in their life.
有一群人从他的生命中把耶稣表明出来。
And there are people among whom Jesus can dwell.
有一群的人,
这一群人是耶稣可以住在当中的。
And so it has been down through history.
这样一代一代传到今天。
Many churches start off with this custom.
很多的地上的教会是从这样的开始。
But they lose it in the midst of distraction and conflict.
但是随着时间有许多的打岔，把他们的见证妥协掉了。
That's why the Lord is always saying to us, repent and come back to the flame.
所以主老是对我们说悔改。悔改，回到起初这个火的里面。
Otherwise, we get concerned with outward things.
所以不然的话，我们总是被外面这些杂七杂八的事情把我们绑住了。
So easy to get distracted.
太容易被牵引了。
But when John saw this vision of Jesus,
但是当约翰看见这个拔摩海的异象
，Then he said, "Let me just write this down." To the bondservants,
他就说我要把它写下来，写给这个奴隶的。
I saw Jesus.
我看见了耶稣。
He's building a golden church.
他要建立一个金的教会。
He's the Alpha and the Omega.
他是起初也是末后。
He has begun it, he will finish.
他开始他要结束。
And when we see that vision,
当我们看到这个异象，
now we can put the flame back on the stand.
这样我们就能把这个对着火焰放在这个灯台上。
That's the most important issue of the church in the last days.
这个是当今教会最重要的一件事。
By his life, the church can do many works.
借着这个生命，教会可以做许许多多的事。
But without the Lord himself in the midst, I don't even know if you can call it a church.
但是如果主不能住在这一群人中间，你能够称这一群人叫教会吗？
It's like a tabernacle without the ark.
就是古时候有一个会幕却失去了约会。
So John is there holding the torch of the testimony, passing on to his bondservant.
所以这里你看见老约翰手里拿着耶稣基督的见证，现在要找到一个奴隶，耶稣的奴隶，可以把这个火炬交给他。
I'm sorry to tell you, the book of Revelation may not be written to you.
我要这样子说，可能这一卷书启示录不是对你写的。
It's written to his bondservant.
是对着耶稣的奴隶来写的。
Are you his sponsor?
那现在问题在这里，你是他的奴隶吗？
Then you will be encouraged by this.
如果你是耶稣基督的奴隶，你就会被这卷书的信息得到激励。
And by the grace of God, you'll be able to take the torch and carry it through our generation.
这样，你就可以为你这个时代来承受这个火炬的见证。
May the Lord help us.
求主帮助我们。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。